The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 235.
Can you drink with the best?
Can you drink with Jedi?
Can you drink with elves?
Can you drink with Vulcans?
Can you drink with Ferengi?
Can you drink with Doctor Who?
Can you drink with zombies?
Can you drink with Muppets?
Can you drink with Mark Gunn?
What?
That's right, boy. Mark Gunn. If you can't keep up with Mark Gunn, then, well...
Sci-fi drinking songs. Check it out and see if you can drink with the best in the universe.
We are out of here.
They got a ship, and she was fine, till she sank in the brine. That doesn't really make sense considering we're about to sing the song about my first ship. The Irish Rover.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the grand city hall of New York. 'Twas an elegant craft she was rigged for and aft, and oh, how the wild wind drove. She could stand a great blast in her 27 masts. We call her the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Logan from County Tyrone. What a lad. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath called Malone. He's dating my sister. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mick McCann, from the banks of the Man, was the skipper of the Irish Rover. The crew was small in the ship. You got to know the habits of every sailor on board. Just don't want to know. Just haul your cargo and keep a sailing. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of stones. I don't know why. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of porter. Bales of old nanny goat tails and the hold of the Irish Rover. The poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast. And here are your hosts. The gatekeeper for Between the Worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn, a man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Hiddu, a member of the royal family and has a crown to prove it, Matt Letter. A man that doesn't own a single pair of pants or tights. Mark Gunn. The master of observation and always on the lookout for something new. Danny. Helmswoman of the sunken treasure and tutor of historical facts, Lady Serena London. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And my name is Matt Letter.
Hey, Matt is back.
Hey, hello.
What has kept you all this time away from the show?
It's life. Life has kept me away.
We're glad you're back.
Me too. I'm glad to be back.
So, that first song we heard was Irish Rover by Captain Blackjack Murphy from Pose Mahomes Means Kiss My Arse. And yes, Mark, we had to play a Captain Blackjack Murphy song. He told us, he demanded us to play it. So take it up with your captain about that one.
Absolutely. Definitely not our fault at all.
Right. We had nothing to do with it. So do you know that we should probably get back into the music and you want to take the next one there?
All right. Sorry about that. And continue. Yes, it's always exciting here. Definite professionals with the technology thing.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you live in a castle, doesn't it?
Candles are about as complicated as I can get. For our next set, we are starting off with Shularoon by the Dublin Doubles from Where's Your Trousers?
That last song you just heard was Barley Mow by Court Matters from Chorus for a Queen.
And before them was Siogun by The Rogues from 3 Pounds of Rage.
All right. So, Matt, you ready for some history?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, my lords and ladies. What does throw down the gauntlet mean? Today it means a challenge or to confront someone. But back in the day, it was not a metaphor. It was a physical action that was intended to issue a formal challenge to a duel. It referred to the heavy armored gloves that were worn by medieval knights. It was a grave insult. The only way you could answer the challenge was with personal combat. The offended party was expected to take up the gauntlet to acknowledge and accept the challenge. Later on, gauntlets referred to any heavy glove with an extended cuff that protected the wrist. This was Lady Serena London with a minute in history.
Now, we always love those history minutes, and as always, if you have an idea for the history minute, feel free to contact us. We would love to hear your ideas to keep the history minute going. Next up would be Adieu, Sweet Loving Nancy by the Rambling Sailors from Ports of Call.
Is it too sweet, lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu? I am going across the ocean wide to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me. For it might be a token of true love while I am on the sea. When I am far upon the sea, who knows not where I am? Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let your body be where it might, my heart is with you still. As a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers round, while we poor souls on the ocean wide are fighting for the crown. There's nothing to protect us, love, or to keep us from the cold. So we must bide on the ocean wide like jolly seamen bold. There are tinkers, tailors, and shoemakers lie snoring in their sleep, while we poor souls on the ocean wide are plowing through the deep. Our officer commanded us, and him we must obey, expecting every moment for to be cast away. But when the wars are all over, there'll be peace on every shore. We'll go home to our wives and our families and the girls that we adore. We'll drink our liquor merrily and spend our money free. And when our money it is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea.
Was telling her father ran a steel, he was a good distiller, but when she went to drinking, wide ocean wouldn't fill her. Well, a ring a ding a da, a ring a ding a daddy o, a ring a ding a da, what for the daddy o? She said she wouldn't dance until she had her wellies on, but when she had them on, why, she'd dance as well as anyone. She wouldn't go to bed until she had her shimmy on, but when she had why'd she go to bed with anyone? A ring-a-ding-a-da, a ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, a ring-a-ding-a-da, whack for the daddy-o. She courted day and night every Tom, Dick and Harry. She'd love us by the score and she swore she'd never marry. Then she fell in love with a fellow with a stammer. He tried to run away, so she hit him with a hammer. Well, a ring-a-ding-a-da, a ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, a ring-a-ding-a-da, whack for the daddy-o. She led a simple life, kept a cabin and went boating. She terrorized her man till he up and died right sudden. And when he passed away, she was feeling kind of sorry. She rolled him in her bag and she threw him in a quarry. Well, a ring-a-ding-a-da, a ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, a ring-a-ding-a-da, whack for the daddy-o, a ring-a-ding-a-da, a ring-a-ding-a-daddy-o, a ring-a-ding-a-da, whack for the daddy-o.
Where's Annie? Marty, Rennie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? Well, as I went out one morning, a dame I chanced to meet, she asked me please to walk her home, living on Bleecker Street. Said if I went with her, she'd offer me a treat. Feed me rum and Miranda law, something nice to eat.
Where's Annie, my dear Annie? Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
Well, we walked into the ballroom and the liquor was handed down. And that liquor was so awful strong, my head went around and around. I woke up next morning, Lord, I had an aching head. And there I was, all alone, naked on the bed. And to me,
where's Annie, my dear Annie? All you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
That was New York Girls by Kian from The Last One Standing.
And before that, Ring-a-Ding-a-Da by Diane Lynn from Bands of the Mountain.
All right, what's up next, Tony? Is it time for some news?
Yes. Yes, some news. You know, apparition powers really help at this segment, too.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
Dewey's Winglings needs your help to fund their Minnesota Renaissance Festival shop. You can find out more about their fairy wings and other things through their Kickstarter page. And there is a link on our Facebook page to that Kickstarter. Texarkans Renaissance Festival is now accepting merchant applications. When you subscribe and support this podcast, you can receive the 2014 new music compilations. Find out more at renaissancefestivalmusic.com/contact-us/subscribe. The Renaissance Festival podcast is also looking for volunteers to gather lyrics for our podcast library. If you or somebody you know who might be interested in this volunteer position, please email us music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com or renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your feedback. Tell us how you like the show. Do you have any news about your festival or your favorite festival? Are you a vendor or performer that would like us to advertise to your fans? Or if you just like the show in general, tell us what you love. Tell us what you'd like to see. Give us a call at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. Or you can email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com or renfestpodcast@gmail.com. You can also record an MP3 and email it to us. And that will do it for the news for this show. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
The next song we're going to hear is Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ye by the Crimson Pirates from That's So Sad.
When on the road to sweet Athai Haru, Haru. When on the road to sweet Athai Haru, Haru. When on the road to sweet Athai, a stick in my hand and a drop in me eye, a doleful damsel I heard cry, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. But darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Where are the eyes that looked so mild, Haru, Haru? Where are the eyes that looked so mild, Haru, Haru? Where are the eyes that looked so mild when my poor heart you first beguiled? Would you just skedaddle from me and the child, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your guns and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. But darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Where are the legs with which you run, Haru, Haru? Where are the legs with which you run, Haru, Haru? Where are the legs with which you run when first you went to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
With your guns and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. But darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, Haru, Haru. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, Haru, Haru. You haven't an arm and you haven't a leg. You're an eyeless, boneless, chickenless egg. You'll have to be put with a bowl to beg, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
With your guns and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and guns, Haru, Haru. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. But darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
I'm happy just to see you home, Haru, Haru. I'm happy just to see you home. Haru, Haru. I'm happy just to see you home from the island of Ceylon. So low the flesh, so high the bone. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, haru, haru. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, haru, haru. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy never slew ya. Oh, but darling dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
It was a comely young lady fair, was walking out for to take the air. She met a sailor on her way, so I paid attention. So I paid attention to what they did say. Said, will you, lady, why walk alone? The night is coming and the day near gone. She said, while tears from her eyes did fall, it's a dark-eyed sailor. It's a dark-eyed sailor that's brooding my downfall.
So long years since he left the land, he took a gold ring from off my hand. We broke the token, here's part with me, and the other lies rolling.
She was distracted, it's joy and woe.
Oh, welcome, William, I've lands and gold for my dark-eyed sailor.
For my dark-eyed sailor, so manly, true and bold.
Then
down by the sea they joined
in wedlock
and well agreed. So mates be true while your love's away for a cloudy morning. For a cloudy morning brings forth a shining day.
I said meet them on the black ball light.
Give me way, hey, hey, hooray, up.
On the black ball line, I served my time.
Hurrah for the black ball line.
On up the black ball ship, thought I good and true.
Tell me why, hey, hey, hurray, amma.
Hey, all the ships are for me and you.
Hurrah for the black ball line.
Oh, no. Once there was a black ball ship.
Tell me why, hey, hey, hurray, amma.
Had a 14 knots, but now a good.
And that last song you heard was The Black Ball Line by The Village Bumps from The Greatest Hits Volume 8. Do I know my numerals right?
Yep. You know your Roman numerals. That is an 8. And before the black ball line was Dark Eyed Sailor by De Cantus from Tonight Will Mary Be.
All right, it looks like we're going to get going up to the tower.
The Scarborough Renaissance Festival in Waxahachie, Texas is running until May 25th. The Robin Hood Springtime Festival in North Haven, Connecticut is running from May 23rd to June 7th. The Coronaburg European Old World Festival in Corona, California is running from May 9th to June 21st. The Georgia Renaissance Festival in Fairborn, Georgia is running until June 7th. The Midlands Pirate Festival in Omaha, Nebraska is running from May 30th through the 31st. The Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in Muskogee, Oklahoma is running from May 2nd through the 31st. The Virginia Renaissance Fair in Spotsylvania, Virginia is running from May 9th through June 7th. The Kentucky Highland Renaissance Festival in Eminence, Kentucky is running from May 30th through June 5th. The St. Louis Renaissance Fair in Forestville, Missouri is running from May 16th through June 14th. The Tennessee Renaissance Festival in Arlington, Tennessee is running from May 2nd through the 25th. The Utah Renaissance Festival and Fantasy Fair in Ogden, Utah is running from May 1st through the 24th. The Blackbeard Pirate Festival in Hampton, Virginia is running May 30th and 31st. The Valhalla Renaissance Fair in South Lake Tahoe, California is running from May 30th through June 7th. The New Jersey Renaissance Fair in Bordentown, New Jersey is running May 23rd through June 7th. The Robin in the Hood Medieval Festival in Elmira, Ontario is running May 29th through 30th. The Lake Renaissance Festival in Lower Lake, California is running May 23rd through 24th. The Open Fields Medieval Festival in Thetford, Vermont is running May 23rd. The Tennessee Medieval Fair in Harmon, Tennessee is running May 16th through 31st. Wow, it's a busy month in the realm, but that looks like everything. Now back to the rest of the castle.
And that was the tower segment, so we're going to jump back into the music, and unless Matt has something very clever to say.
Not at all.
Nothing at all. All right. Next up is Green Glows the Loro by Ed Miller from Lowlander.
Oh, once I had a sweetheart, but now I have none. And now she has left me, I cry all alone. And now she has left me, contented I must be. For she loves another, much greater than me. I pass my love's window, both early and late. The looks that she gave me would make my heart break. The looks that she gave me, a thousand would kill. Though she hates and deceives me, I love her still. So I wrote my love a letter in red rosy light. She answered back another, all twisted and twined, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. You'll write to your true love and I write. So it's oft times I wonder why maidens love men. But more often I wonder why young men love them. For from my own knowledge I'll have you to know that women are deceivers wherever they may go. So green grows the laurel, and soft falls the dew, and sorrows with me since parting from you. But when at our next meeting our joys we will renew, we'll change the green laurel to the violet so blue.
Skips through hell with a broadcloth under his arm.
And that was Three Jolly Rogues of Lynn by the Moor of Dundee from Moor of the Moor of Dundee.
And before that, Praetorius Courant by Blackmore's Knight from Fires at Midnight. How about we go bother Mark in the garden for another story? We go up to him and go, bother, bother.
Bother, 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 bother. Yay, story time.
Day 19. I had a great time at the fair. At first, the pirates let me leave the repairs and go wander around the grounds, though always with at least one pirate in tow. I even tried out a couple of the dragon songs I am working on for some of my friends. They liked the music, but asked me where I had been hiding myself. I wanted to tell them all about it and enlist their aid in getting free of the pirates, but there was always at least one crew member in spitting distance the whole time. Sometimes half a dozen. I tried to put my plight in a song, thinking if I could sing it for them, maybe I could give them a hint. That would be enough. But nope. I don't know if they were dense or my song wasn't specific enough, but it didn't work. Of course, I didn't much trust the peace tides on the pirate's swords if they decided I had gone too far. I did manage to borrow a phone charger for a few minutes and get my phone to a state where it might be usable in a pinch. I couldn't get a full charge, though, so I haven't called Gwen yet. I'm saving it for an emergency, and I'm also hoping for one of those dragon photos. It was a grand time, but it didn't last long enough. The pirates only gave me an hour or so of relative freedom before they bustled me off into the woods behind the property and hogtied me, gagged me, and carried me off to the ship to work on repairs. And since there was all that banging and sawing going on, there was no chance of sleeping anyway, so I pitched in. I was terrible at it, but at least I got some exercise out of it. It's hard to stay in shape when your ship is a mile in the air. Still, I managed to grab a turkey leg while I was at fair, and it was a welcome change from the salted pork aboard the Irish Stout. And that ice-cold mug of mead to wash it down really hit the spot. I never expected to get tired of rum, but I really, really have. I also managed to get a couple of little mementos for Gwen and Kenzie. When I do get home, they will know that I was thinking of them. We were able to repair the ship by midnight. Turned out not to be as bad as we had feared. A decent night's rest in the clearing where we had put down until sunrise, and we were off again first thing next morning.
Ah, I can't wait to find out what happens next to Mark.
I'm really liking the story segments.
Yeah, so am I. They're always great fun.
All right, well, let's do some more music then. Next up, we're going to do Johnny Come Down to Hilo by Bounding Main from Going Overboard.
Ain't seen the like since I've been born.
An Arkansas farmer with his sea boots on.
Johnny come down to Hilo. Poor old man.
So wake her.
Wake her.
Shake her.
Shake her.
Wake that gal with the blue dress on.
Johnny come down to Hilo.
Poor old man.
I got a gal across the sea.
She's a baby and beauty and she says to me.
Johnny come down to Hilo. Poor old man.
So wake her,
wake her,
shake her,
shake her,
wake that gal with the blue dress on.
Johnny come down to Hilo,
poor old man.
Now Sally's in the garden picking peas,
got hair on her head hanging down to her knees.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
So wake her,
wake her,
shake her,
shake her,
wake that gal with the blue dress on.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
My wife died down in Tennessee.
And they sent her jawbone back to me.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
So wake her,
wake her,
shake her,
shake her,
wake that gal with the blue dress on.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
I set that jawbone on the fence.
And ain't her nothing but the jawbone sense.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
So wake her,
wake her,
shake her,
shake her,
wake that gal with the blue dress on.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
So hand me down my riding cane.
He's off to see Miss Sarah Jane.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
So wake her,
wake her,
shake her,
shake her,
wake that gal with the blue dress on.
Johnny come down to Hilo, poor old man.
Shaker,
Shaker,
wake that gal with the blue dress song.
Johnny, come down to Hilo, poor old man.
Ships may come and ships may go, as long as the sea doth roll. Each sailor lad, just like his dad, he loves the flowing bowl. He trip a shore, he does a door with a girl that's plump and round. When your money is gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly roving tar. When Jack gets in, it's then he'll steer for some old boarding house. They'll welcome him with rum and gin. They'll feed him on pork sauce. Oh, yeah! He'll lend and spend and not offend till he lies drunk on the ground. When your money's gone, it's the same old song.
Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, me jolly brave boys. There's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly roving tar.
He then will sail aboard some ship for India or Japan. In Asia there, the ladies fair, all love the sailor man. He'll go ashore and on a tear, and he'll buy some girl a gown. When your money is gone, it's the same old song.
Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly roving tar. Lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly roving tar.
When Jack gets old and weather beat, too old to roam about, in some rum shop they'll let him stop till eight bells calls him out.
He'll raise his eyes up to the sky, saying, boys, we're homeward bound.
When your money is gone, it's the same old song.
Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly rolling tar. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly rolling tar.
From the hag and hungry goblin that into rags would rend ye, and the spirit that stands by the naked man in the Book of Moons, defend ye. That of your five sound senses you never be forsaken, nor wander from yourselves with Tom abroad to beg your bacon. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, for Tom will injure nothing. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, for Tom will injure nothing. Bare years have I, twice 20 been enraged, and of 40 been 3 times 15 endurance soundly caged. On the lordly lofts of Bedlam, with stubble soft and dainty, brave bracelets strong, sweet whips ding-dong, and wholesome hunger plenty. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, for Tom will injure nothing. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, for
for Tom will injure nothing. By the Queen of Air and Darkness, I summoned an attorney. 3 leagues beyond the wide world's end, methinks it is no journey. The spirits white as lightning would on me travels guide me. The moon would shake and the stars would quake whenever they espied me. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, for Tom will injure nothing. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, for Tom will injure nothing. While I do sing.
And that last song you heard was Tanya Oplin from Bonnie Radlin Lass.
And before Tanya Upland was Jolly Rovin' Tar by Three Pints Gone from There Is a Ship. And now I believe we are going to the observatory, are we?
Yeah, the observatory would be next. Yeah, a new segment for us. So we hope you enjoy this.
Yeah, let's hear from Danny Fott.
Thank you. Hi, this is Danny Fought, and welcome to the Observatory. This time around, I introduce the album Allons-y Time Traveler's Tunes by April Knight, and the track you just heard from that album was Mouse Dance. When I interviewed April, we were trying to escape from the rain, and we saw a pub that was closed at the time, so we went undercover in the pub so that we could talk, and we had people keep coming by and asking why there was no one behind the bar to sell them a beer. Now, we weren't holding drinks, we weren't doing anything to try to fool them into thinking that the pub was open, and yet still they seemed to be offended that we couldn't sell them a beer. So for all of those people who came by the pub that seemed to be occupied for no apparent reason, I hope you found the other pub that actually was open. I went back to listen to the interview and noticed something that I just didn't even notice before. It was birds. So if you listen carefully, you can hear all kinds of birds singing in the background. So now here is the interview with April Knight and also with the lovely birds of Central Texas.
This is Danny Fought at Sherwood Forest Fair 2015 season, and I'm standing here with April Knight, who would like to talk about her new solo album that's out and the ones in the works.
So the current solo album is Allons-y Time Traveler's Tunes, and when I'm allowed to say such things, I say that it's basically what the Doctor would have heard while traveling through time.
So music from many different time periods.
From the 11th century up to the 21st.
And more projects in the works, I hear.
Yes, the newest one that I've got coming up is called Dance the Night Away. And it is all dance tunes from the medieval and mostly Renaissance period. It's K-N-I-G-H-T. Because I have the pun with my name.
Of course.
That CD is actually going to be the first one to feature the hurdy-gurdy, because everyone keeps saying, when's your hurdy-gurdy going to be on an album? And it's Dance the Night Away. And Tolston Troubadours, we have right now Rennie's of Unusual Sound, and we are going to be recording A Shortage of Perfect Rests along with that. And that will probably have some hurdy-gurdy on it as well.
For the people who have not discovered your music yet, what's something they ought to know about you?
I play music from many times and many lands on way too many instruments.
Yeah, now I do mostly percussion, so I have a lot of instruments, and I certainly don't think it's too many. So why do you think it's too many?
I think it's too many because I haven't built my cart yet, and I have to carry all of them by hand.
Now it all makes sense. If I could put you on the spot to pick a track from Allons-y, which one would you like to hear in the podcast?
Blooming Love is my own original composition, and it's mostly piano, but then there is Mouse Dance. It features the Pianonomicon, which is my highly modified toy piano, and it's a lot of people's favorite.
Thank you so much for spending some time with the Renaissance Festival podcast, and take care.
Thank you very much.
You can find out more about April's music at aprylknight.com, aprylknight.com. And do me a favor, if you happen to bump into her, make sure and ask her about her hedgehogs. And now one more track from Allons-y Time Traveler's Tunes. This is Blooming Love.
Well, we're nearing the end of this podcast. We're hoping you enjoy it. As always, we want your feedback and suggestions. You can always contact The Castle at 478-CASTLES.
Yep, that is 478-227-8537.
Yes, alrighty. Excellent. Or you can email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, if you enjoy the show, be sure to support the artists that support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and let them know you heard them on the Renaissance Festival podcast. And we would also like your feedback on the shows. Do you like the segments that we're doing? Do you like the music? What would you like more of, less of? You know, do you want to hear Matt more?
Call in, leave a message. We might play you on the show.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, we're gonna wrap up this show, actually, well, with this song. And that would be The Servant's Dance by Loxley's Bow. We're going to get out of here, so we'll see you next time. Bye.
Talk to you later, everybody. Bye.
Fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.